Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
And welcome into the Thursday edition. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Over the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Hope everybody's off to a wonderful start here on this Thursday morning. Now 1 week away from Christmas Day. 1 week. So here's your alert. If you've not done shopping, you are legitimately running out of time. 1 week away from Christmas Day. Joe Rexroad, happy Thursday to you. What's going on?
Happy Thursday. Not a whole lot. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. Late night at Bridgestone Arena last night. The Predators probably are glad that they only see the Carolina Hurricanes twice a year. Once on the road, once at home. They do not match up very well with Carolina and did not match up very well last night. So we will have Predators assistant coach Derek McKenzie later in the program at 8:30 to talk more about that. But did not go well for the Nashville Predators last night. Ian Safar, good morning. How are you? What's going on?
Good morning. I went to sleep at 9 last night. I was super tired. So it was 1-0. Made it through two periods for the Preds. Missed the third. But yeah, hard to believe. 1 week till Christmas.
Yeah.
This year went by quickly.
It did. It sure did.
2025. Just like that. In the books.
In the books. We are getting to the end here.
Yeah. But doing great. Happy Thursday, everybody.
We got a lot going on the show today, and we got some moving parts today as well. Charles Robinson is normally with us at 8 o'clock on Thursdays. Today it will be at 7:30. So 7:30 to 8 we'll have Charles on the show, Derek McKenzie, Predators assistant coach, at 8:30 today on the program, which also means we're moving the Rex Rant around a little bit. It'll be at 6:45, best and worst things in sports coming up at 8:45 with some scheduling stuff that we got going on. So moving some stuff around today here on the program, but we got a lot to get to on the program. And we'll start here where there was a lot of conversation locally yesterday about Cam Ward and some things that he had to say at his weekly press conference yesterday. So let's just start there. Terry McCormick asked Cam Ward about the coaching search, what his involvement will look like, what he wants his involvement to look like, and Cam Ward's answer created a lot of conversation around here yesterday. Here's what Titans quarterback Cam Ward had to say yesterday at his media availability.
Like to be in on the front, not hiring the guy, but as far as, you know, meeting all the candidates that they bring in and kind of seeing what they have in mind maybe for you.
I want to meet all of them. Every coach who's going to get the opportunity to come here, I want to meet them, have conversations throughout the whole process with them, because that's someone that I'm going to be here with, you know, for that time. So we got to just continue to, you know, me being around and being open to no matter whoever we try to hire. Because I know at the end of the day, who we do hire is going to be the right fit for us. Whether it's a defensive person or offensive person, they're going to make sure that every person, you know, in the right place and make sure that every person is set up for success.
Have you had conversations already with Mike and Chad about wanting to be involved with this or maybe what some of the qualities you might want?
Yeah, I've had conversations with them about wanting to be involved. They know how much I want to be involved. And then especially just not even with the scheme part of it, just, you know, as the head coach, who he is on an everyday basis. And then we'll get into, you know, the scheme, what, you know, I know I'm good at, what I want to do, what he thinks, you know, will also help me.
So that was Cam Ward yesterday on his involvement level that he would like to have as the Titans go out and hire their next head coach. So, Joe, I'll just your immediate reaction to that, what you heard from Cam Ward there. What do you make of what the Titans quarterback had to say there on the coaching front?
Well, my immediate reaction, first of all, is I like what he had to say. I like how invested he wants to be and how involved he wants to be. I think that's great. And then also in tandem with that, I guess it's more of a question like, do people do this? The teams do this. I mean, I haven't heard of a quarterback being as involved in a coaching search as he just described there. It seems like it would be unprecedented, but maybe I'm wrong about that. It's actually a really interesting question. It's just a week of questions. I need to know about that. I need to know about people's security systems. There's a lot that this week has illuminated that we need to learn. But
How
yeah,
involved is Nick Saban going to be on the Preds penalty kill? A lot of things we need to get to the bottom of.
there you go. Maybe Derek McKenzie can, maybe Saban has screamed. Maybe Saban screamed him last night on FaceTime. I mean, who
Maybe.
knows? We'll find out. Yeah, I don't know. So when you say you got a lot of reaction, is the reaction like Titans fans dunking on that?
Oh yeah. Like there's a
Yeah.
there is a it's a debate, and Willie and D-Mace had this debate yesterday. Like I think to a lot of people, it sounds like, wait a minute. So you want to be like involved in terms of the selection process of the coach? And I understand you're the first overall pick, but you've not really done much in this league yet, and you've not earned the right to be involved with the head coach. I hear it, and my immediate reaction was kind of like you. Like it was, okay, I understand and appreciate to some level his willingness to be around and be involved in it. I guess my real question is, what does involved mean? Because I have no problem throughout the hiring process here that they're about to embark on over the next few weeks, Joe. Like if they're bringing in coaches and Cam Ward's around the building and they're talking to Cam Ward and they're going over some things with Cam Ward in terms of like scheme and all that stuff, well, that's fine. Like I don't really have a huge problem with that. But if involved means like, I want to have a say in who you hire, like that to me is a very different thing, right? Like that cannot happen. And I don't think it will happen, but that cannot happen with the Tennessee Titans.
Well, I guess maybe it's semantics, but I mean, I don't have a problem with him giving his input. But yeah, obviously, like it's not like when they all okay, guys, let's all and Cam, you yeah, I mean that's not gonna happen. But as far as like him talking, like think about it in terms of a company will hire a new chief officer, CEO or CFO or something, and they will talk to employees at all levels, of the company. Coming in, like they're not just talking to like the board or
Right.
whatever it is. That's just, I mean, so the involvement's fine. Yeah, and look, Cam's gonna make his opinion known, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, it's that I'm sure that would be unprecedented. Like a quarterback, like being like, okay, hold on, guys, no, don't start the meeting without me. All right,
Yeah.
get my seat there, and then now let's talk this through. Yeah, there's got to be a boundary there for sure.
Well, I guess I would like a little bit more clarity on exactly what he's talking about. Because again, I think there are all sorts of different levels of involvement here, right? Like being invested in the coaching search and offering your opinions on guys and I guess schemes that they want is fine. But like honestly, if I'm the Titans, it's like I hired Mike Borgonzi and he made the decision to bring you in as quarterback, and we'll see if that ends up being the right decision or not. But now I'm going to trust him to go hire the coach. And, is it unprecedented in the league for a quarterback to be heavily, heavily involved in a coaching search? I mean, I don't know. It kind of sounds like, what Rodgers tried to do in Green Bay a little bit.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
Like,
yeah, it's something like that you would think would be
but it's
different, right?
also like, Aaron Rodgers at that point of his career probably needs to be involved, right? Like Tom
Yeah.
Brady at a, I don't know. Let's play the hypothetical. Like if Belichick ever up and retired while Brady was in New England, it probably would have made sense to have Tom Brady pretty involved in the coaching process, right? Like Peyton Manning being involved in a coach hiring process makes a lot of sense. I
Right.
don't know that Cam Ward, all due respect, and being drafted number one overall, and that's great. To me, there's a level you got to get to in the league, and that he just it's impossible for him to be there at this point. There's a level you got to get to in a league where you start to have some of those conversations.
Yeah, obviously, when you're even if you, I mean, even if you had a great rookie year, like if it was Jaden Daniels this offseason and Dan Quinn decided to retire, it's still, I had a great year, but it's still like 1 year. I mean, obviously, this is going to be a, this is going to be something that'll get the Cam dudes and the What Are You Doings yelling at each other. You know, like Lenny says, why should Cam be involved in the search of a new coach when he won't even be playing after midseason next year?
Jeez.
Yeah, right. So, Texter says Cam just doesn't want a coach who's going to control him or want to get Mendoza and say, yeah, do you hate Fernando Mendoza? Yeah. Let me know.
Yeah. What do you think can still of be Fernando? On the list.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I'd be interested to hear the Borgonzi, I guess, / Brinker thought on that.
Yeah.
If you're Cam, if you want to be realistic about it, then I don't know if he's like friends at all with Caleb Williams, but okay, how about that? I mean, Caleb Williams, I think, had some involvement, it sounded like, but I mean, I don't, it doesn't sound like it was like this level.
No, you know, I mean, Caleb Williams put out a public statement of like, or he was asked by somebody if like he wanted Ben Johnson. He was like, yeah, it'd be cool.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, then didn't he think it was Ben Johnson? And then he flipped out or something, but it was a fake account. Yeah. So, but like, you know, ask some of these guys who are in similar situations. There actually are quite a few examples of young quarterbacks who have had to have this change. And what kind of involvement did they have? It's probably none of, I would guess, not to the level he's talking about.
So we'll take your reaction to this. Cam Ward discussing the involvement level that he wants to have as the Titans search for their next head coach. A lot of different thoughts on this already. Take more of them at 615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Discussing Cam Ward and his comments from yesterday, saying that he'd like to have some involvement in the head coaching search for the Tennessee Titans, as he's talked about that with Borgonzi and Brinker. Taking your thoughts on that. A lot of different thoughts on the Cam Ward front. Joe, I want to get to this one from LD from McMinnville. Says, you know,
a true Cam do here says
having to earn the right to have a say is such an old school, outdated, prehistoric way of thinking. If we want to see this team be successful, they should want the quarterback to be married and attached at the hip with a new coach. Therefore, let him have some input. He's not going to make the choice, but at least have some input. My question to that is, what does input mean? Right? Like, what is Cam Ward having input? Because, like, it sounds nice, like your quarterback having some input on the next coach. But what does that mean? Like, Cam Ward has not worked with any of these guys. Like, Cam Ward hasn't worked with Robert Saleh or, you know, Mike McCarthy, any of these guys. So, like, I'm sure that if you set all those guys down, they could talk schemes and they could talk about what Cam Ward's comfortable with and all those things. But what does input mean for the rookie quarterback as this decision is going on, right? Like, I don't know, like, you're talking about a very short period of time, by the way, where all this is going to happen, right? Like, you're going to meet with these guys very quickly. And within a matter of days or weeks at most, like, you're going to have a decision made on who your next head coach is going to be. So, like, I don't know. Like, you'd have to really lay out to me what is input that Cam Ward is going to be having in this.
Yeah. Well, and I'd want – I mean, the input that, to me, that should happen is definitely – I mean, I'm going to, if I'm these guys, I'm going to Cam and whatever level of, I guess, information he gets, however he gets it, talking to the coach or we relay stuff to him, whatever. Definitely want his input on offensively, you know, the scheme and everything, and whether he thinks, you know, that will suit him and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, we go back to those Cam comments that we played in the first segment. He was like, no, beyond that, like, yeah, like I want to, like he's
talking about the day to day of being a coach.
Yeah, all that stuff, and it's like, well, I look, I will say, I mean, it's like if you trust Cam to have the pulse of the team, you do want him to lead your team, right? I mean, you want him to lead your locker room. He's a rookie now, we know this, but also he didn't ask for like this situation of this early in his career being in the coaching search. But I guess it's like if you trust him to be able to, one, evaluate people, and then also kind of tell you, okay, I think, you know, whatever, I think this guy could work. It's also different. It's like if you have coaches who have been head coaches and have had a level of success and all that stuff, then it's, I think it's a little less of a deal. But let's say one of these guys who have not been. So obviously Brian Callahan had the pedigree and all this stuff, had the background, had great ratings on the player survey, but obviously had never done the CEO thing.
Yep.
Didn't work out. Wasn't good at it. Like, let's say a guy like a Brady. I'd be interested to get a player perspective on whether they think it would work. You know? I mean, again, it's just one piece of input. It's not going to direct the whole search. But, I mean, I don't – in some ways, I don't hate this idea for teams to do this a little bit more. And, again, I don't know exactly. This is another story I'd like to read is in these interview searches. Like, what is the most extensive – player involvement in some of these things. Here's a quick what are you doing from Jeff from Nebraska. Says, maybe Cam will help choose the coach that will coach him to not miss a wide open touchdown every game. Very good what are you doing.
Heard a lot of that, Jeff. Over the last day. Heard a lot of that. I guess I understand the scheme part of it, like wanting to make sure that they're okay with the scheme fit. But like Mike Borgonzi knows the scheme fit. Like Mike Borgonzi knows what scheme, like I'm sure he's talked with Cam Ward already about, you know, scheme fits and what he's looking for and what he's comfortable in. Mike Borgonzi was the general manager who drafted Cam Ward, who scouted Cam Ward, who should know what Cam Ward's strengths are. So, again, I think this the input that keeps getting thrown around here is something that makes people feel good. But when you really actually look at it, it's like, what does that actually mean? Because I don't know what input that we're magically going to have from Cam Ward over the next few weeks, particularly with guys who I think are going to be getting these interviews, which are, I think, largely, Joe, going to be guys who have been head coaches in this league before. Like, right. I don't really know what input you're looking for from Cam Ward there. They all know what the scheme is. Mike Borgonzi should know what schemes Cam Ward is comfortable with at this point. So, you know, personality fit, maybe, I guess. But I think input is just a word we throw around without actually digging into what that actually means.
Well, I disagree a little bit on the scheme thing just because it depends on how deep you want to get into it. I mean, yeah, he knows the general scheme, but I think Cam and a coach could get into some really granular stuff too on like a lot of different plays and things like that. I mean, I think it could go deeper.
Well, I'm sure they could, but like let's play that out. Let's say they get in there's a scheme conversation between Cam Ward and Mike McCarthy, right? And they get into it on a granular level. And Cam Ward comes back to you and be like, I don't know, man. I don't think that's going to work. Are you going to not hire Mike McCarthy because Cam Ward's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be a fit.
I'd take the input and the ground rules are pretty clear right away. Excuse me. You know, which is, look, man, like, we're happy to have your input. I mean, you know, but like no player has ever like participated as if they're an officer of the team in a hire. So like, we'll take it. Want you to talk to people. That's great. We appreciate the level of involvement and the interest you have. I mean, you know, this isn't, you're not just like showing up to work and like whatever, you know, like you, that's great. But also like there's a limitation on what it means. I mean, like, you know, like Chip from Mount Juliet, extensive what you're doing here with LOL, Cam needs to concentrate on his job, period. He has no say. He's an employee. It's one cocky dude who hasn't mastered his craft yet, LOL. Again, but look, no one's arguing that he's a great player. I mean, I do think there's a difference between him or any really young player, when young quarterback, and the very established guy you were talking about, Aaron Rodgers, or, yeah, if there was a situation with like a Brady and his – in his time. I mean, that would be different. But how different would that be? I don't know. I'd love to know. Again, what's the most extensive you can do? But input, I don't have a problem with input. It's just as long as you understand, like, whatever you tell us will be taken into account that is not going to direct our search.
Let's head to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Mark in Nashville to the program. Mark, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, how you doing, Robbie? What's up, Joe?
What's up, Mark?
Yeah, how you doing? Robbie, you know, I think that, you know, Cam made a comment to all the coaches. Now, I think when it gets down to about one or two, you're going to be making your final choices between those guys. I think it'd be okay for him to come in. I understand what you're saying about the input and whatnot. I think Cam just, I'm going to use the words, you know, schematics and wants to know what kind of offense they're going to be running. You know, is it going to fit his need, his, you know, his progression, him getting better? I mean, I can understand that. Cam's got a lot on him. I mean, he's got that prove it to me moment coming up, Robbie. You know, this year hadn't been a great year. You know, next year he's got to show it, man. He's got to show why he was the number one pick. I mean, he's gonna have a lot of pressure on him. But I want to ask you and Joe a question. Why I got you on here?
Okay,
Robbie and Joe, if you all own the Tennessee Titans, you and Robbie, you know, I don't think I've heard y'all say this. Who would be y'all's choice, or y'all, you and Robbie's choice? Y'all sit down and talk to each other. Y'all made the final decision. Who would be y'all's choice to be the next head coach to get the Tennessee Titans to where they need to be? A coach with leadership, strong skills, a coach that can turn this around. Who would be y'all's coach?
Yeah, I mean,
we'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, thank you.
Tom. I mean,
we can just pick whoever. I'll pick Mike Tomlin, you know. But
which,
know,
I mean, that, look, it's possible that he's going to be out there. I still find that unlikely. So, I mean, of what I think to be realistic candidates, if I had to choose right now, I would probably go McCarthy if it was just me. I'll put it to you this way. I don't love any candidate, right? There's not one candidate that is out there right now that is of the obvious names that we're talking about. So I'm taking Tomlin out of it. You know, I don't know that he's going to be available. People have brought up John Harbaugh. I don't think John Harbaugh is going to be available. So of the candidates that I know that I think are going to be available, there's not anybody out there that I absolutely love. Like, I don't love Nagy. I'd be okay with Nagy. I don't love Saleh. I'd probably be okay with Saleh. But all these guys have flaws, McCarthy included. But with where they are right now as a team, he would probably be my choice.
Yeah, actually, Mark, I'm sticking. I've said it before, and I'm sticking with it, which is Saleh. And you have to have a good OC. I would love the Saleh McDaniel combination. I'm sticking with that.
615-737-1025, our phone number. A lot more thoughts to get to on this front. We will do that. A special edition of the Rex Rant coming up at 645 today on the program as well. We'll get into all that. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. We have the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road coming up here in just a few minutes at 645. Taking your thoughts on Cam Ward at 615-737-1025. Joe, so far, I think a nice representation on the text line of what this debate has been like over the last 18 hours or so in the city. A lot of people on both sides of the argument of, yeah, Cam Ward probably should worry about his game and shouldn't be involved in the coaching search, or why wouldn't you want Cam Ward involved in the coaching search here? Rex Rhodes' first mute of the day.
Dang it. Sorry. This is a tremendous mobilizing of the Cam dudes and the Ward are you doing.
It really is.
It really is. Like, yeah, you know, Brian, I get getting input if it's Brady Rodgers, but you know, QB would come off a bad year. No. Trevor says, Cam Ward's question to possible candidates. What are your thoughts on punting from the opponent's 40? David from Paris, input means he wants a new coach to give him Xavier Restrepo.
Yeah.
Not sure about that. But again, LD, the leader of the Cam News today, says, as a fan of the team and a long-suffering fan, I want Ward or any QB to be able to explain to the coaches what best benefits him and the offense. You know, there is – I would also say that the coach might want to hear from him too, you know?
Yeah, and again, like, I don't have a problem with at some point during the process there being, you know, conversations, right? Like, I think that happens probably a lot, right? Like, you know, prospective coaches, especially when you get down to like the nitty-gritty of it and you're making a decision and maybe it's between two people, like you have conversations with your quarterback at that point. I think, again, this just comes down to, you know, Cam Ward made it seem like yesterday with that answer, as you pointed out, Joe, that it was more than just, yeah, I'll have a conversation at the end of the interview process about scheme, right? Like, he wants to be, I think, I mean, it sounded to me like he wants to be involved kind of like start to finish in this thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. But he talked about the day-to-day of, like, being a coach. Like, it sounded to me like he wants to be involved in kind of the whole thing.
Does he want to, like, retire as a player and become part of the front office? I mean, they have a lot of and they got a lot of cooks in the kitchen. I mean, maybe, you know, just make him an assistant GM.
Well, maybe so.
Skyler says this radio station is so good at talking about something stupid with the Titans. We need the Titans to be good so we can stop having stupid topics like this. Blow up the radio station for 2 days, LOL. I guess I didn't realize it blew up the radio station already. I think it's an interesting topic. I mean, look.
Would you like us to talk about the 2-12 football team?
I know. We
could break down the Chiefs game on Sunday.
We can dig in on this matchup on, like, what kind of rush lanes you need to maintain against Gardner Minshew. Yeah. I mean, certainly, if you'd like that, let us know. Skyler, we'll offer you input. See? We're talking about input here.
We welcome all input.
So please tell us the Titans football topics that we should dig deep on.
We welcome all input on the Titans. Clint in Clarksville says, foolish not to get a coach that matches his game.
Agree.
But what does that mean? It's what I keep coming back to in this. Like, do we think that, like, Robert Saleh or Mike McCarthy or, like, do we think these guys can't mold a scheme around Cam Ward? Like, if you think that, then Mike Borgonzi should know that. Like, I guess what I'm trying to get to the bottom is like, what do we think all these conversations with Cam Ward is going to really impact with the coaching search? That's what nobody can really nail down for me in this conversation.
Yeah. Well, this is where I kind of where you kind of draw the line between the established guys and the not, because it appears that Brian Callahan, who did all the work on drafting Cam and talking to him and had all those months to scheme and then mini camp and all the spring and all the summer and all that stuff, it appeared that he still didn't put in a lot of stuff that Cam wanted and was comfortable doing, and did put in a lot of stuff that he wasn't comfortable doing and didn't like. So I mean, as stupid as that sounds, it does sound like it should be pretty freaking simple, right? Here's what this guy does well. Here's what he doesn't do well. Okay, let's go. But apparently, it is hard for people to divorce themselves from, like, this is what my offense is. And again, coaches like that, to me, rarely work out. So I guess it's like, if it's a Brady, a Kubiak, something like that, maybe it's a little bit more,
yeah,
let's make sure this guy, like, can figure this out. But again, is Cam Ward the key to finding that out? I don't know. I mean, I have not seen Cam Ward interview. I'd like to see Cam Ward interview people. I think it could be pretty good.
But I'm not saying scheme's not important, because it is, obviously. I mean, we just went through some of that with the last coach. But, like, what would we say is Cam Ward's biggest issue right now? It's a couple things. Number one, it's the talent around him. Not very good, right? So regardless of who your coach is and what your scheme is, you need to improve the talent around him. And number two is he misses too many wide open throws that you can't miss. Well, that has nothing to do with the scheme, right? Like that, like, so sure. I need a coach that helps him with his footwork, that's able to work with him, and that gets him mechanically to a place where he needs to be, where he's not missing wide open receivers all the time. Like, I think we're way overblowing scheme in this, I guess, is what I keep coming back to. Like, I understand that scheme is important in the National Football League. I think particularly if you're hiring a coach that's a play caller in tandem with it, feel of the game is important. Like, we've talked about all that stuff before. But Cam Ward's biggest issue right now, I don't think, is the scheme. I think it's, number one, he doesn't have any good players around him. And number two, mechanically right now, he's got a lot of work to do. So that's what I care about. Can we get that part of it fixed? And then I think you'll see the scheme, regardless of what it is, magically improve if Cam Ward is hitting the wide open receivers on a consistent basis.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. Of course, there's a lot more that needs to happen for winning to happen. But, you know, they are in a coaching search. And so, and again, Cam did say, like he said, it's not just about scheme. You know, that's where it gets into the interesting, like, I don't know. The idea of like do we value a player's thoughts on like what a guy will be like in the locker room? And again, that gets into, to me, more important when it's someone who hasn't done this at this level as a head coach and someone as opposed to someone who has. And now we've got a bunch of texts about John Gruden. So here we go. Let's go. It was the natural progression. Time for some groomers.
Maybe that's the I don't know, would you interview him? I mean, he hadn't been a head coach in the NFL in a while. Hasn't really had success as a head coach in the NFL for 20 years. But Joe, I mean, if they want to interview John Gruden, they have had a long time to formulate that plan. So maybe that's in the works.
I mean, all he does every day is he gets like some like merch from some like random Mac team and then has a fashion show. So yeah, you definitely have had time to talk to that dude.
You do. Johnny in Hendersonville says, I'd be way more interested in what a prospective head coach says about his plan for Cam Ward. Would he be able to have an offense based around Ward's strength or even bring back Ryan Fitzpatrick and let Ward sit for a year? There we go. Now we're getting there.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay.
Do we mean Tannehill? Like, are we really going all the way back to Fitzpatrick? That would be my question. Is Tannehill what he was going for there?
Fitzpatrick's beard looks great still every Thursday
it
night.
It does.
LD still pushing it. Robbie, stop focusing on his faults. Yes, his faults will be worked on, but let's focus on what Cam does
well. That's
well.
Fine, but like my point is, it doesn't matter what coach you hire with scheme. If they don't fix the accuracy problems, it's not going to matter. Thing. He's not going to be the quarterback anymore.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That stuff. Yeah, I go back to the coaching search, quote unquote search, although it was really like, okay, we've got him all ready to go. But like with Mariota, again, all of the, I mean, not all, but like half of the press conference when Vrabel got hired was, what are you going to do to get the most out of Marcus Mariota? And it's funny because at that point, I believe at that point, yeah, I'm quite sure. At that point, Vrabel was still hoping to hire Ryan Day away from Ohio State. And then basically John Robinson convinced LaFleur, your favorite coach of all time, to come and be the play caller. So, like, yeah, again, Mariota at that point had a tremendous second season, had just won a playoff game in his third season, you know, even though the season didn't go as well, but a lot of people blame the OC. And basically, like, they brought in Vrabel's the coach, and then it's just sort of like, okay, let's just figure out some OC, and it was totally different schemes and all that stuff. It's interesting to think back on that, where it's just like, I mean, now, granted, Mariota is the type of guy who would be like, oh, yeah, whatever you think. That sounds good. Oh, great. Okay. I'll just show up to work.
That's true.
4 a.m. Thank you. You know, so a little different. But, I like where his heart is on this.
Sure.
I'm very interested, you know, I'm very interested to hear from the front office about how they, you know, it's probably a lot of like, yeah, Cam, sure, like we want you to talk to the guy, but you know, you gotta kind of gently say like, you're not like actually hiring him, like you get that, right?
Right. Let's head back to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Tracy to the program. Tracy, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. It's the first time I ever called, but I don't know if this could actually happen. This may be a crazy, crazy thought, but actually, I think there's only one coach you could really get. I don't know if you can actually get him or not, but I really think Jeff Fisher. And the only reason why I say that is because Jeff Fisher, if he can put that running game right, he can get that defense right. But most importantly, I think he can get that culture right. Now, obviously, I know he's like 67, but if you can get him for at least couple of years, 2 or 3 years, just to build that culture. And then maybe another coach can come in after that, maybe after 3 years. But I think that's the right fit.
Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate the call. I mean, what a story that would be.
I disagree.
That could come all the way back around.
Yeah. Well, the problem is you can't go 8-8 anymore in the NFL.
So would it be 8-9 or 9-8?
I don't know.
There are some years 9-8 would get you in.
9-8 other years, yeah. I mean, some years, 8-9 might get you in this division, although now all of a sudden it's just the absolute
juggernaut.
Monsters of the Mason-Dixon line. But
who knows? Phillip Rivers, if he plays well down the stretch, he may come back next year.
You know what I like is that Philip Rivers immediately got that NFL medical care for his family. Good job, buddy. Yeah, I don't think Jeff Fisher is going to be the coach.
I don't think so either. We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5 The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, I bet you're glad you made the drive, huh?
Holla and Haig, the preparation age.
Drop trowel. I'm going to stick this in your ass.
The bigger the cushion, the sweeter the cushion.
Let's move on from the butt to the foot.
Do you know your elbow from your ass?
Does preparation H help with any gout?
I don't know if gout can affect ears.
We're going to go out there. We're going to fart.
Which one of you has gout?
More of a discussion about preparation H at any point anywhere in the last 5 years than there is right now on this show.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now.
It is time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. Joe, take over because I'm losing it in here. Go ahead.
I totally forgot about preparation H day. Oh, boy. By the way, it does not cure gout, just in case anyone
That's
wanted
to know.
But it's a fine medicine. So no free ads, but go get yourself some preparation H this Christmas season. Okay. I had to hit this at some point, and Joel Klatt, I think he's a decent game analyst. I think like a game with Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt, like Fox Big Noon Saturday, I think he's fine. Like it brings down the scheme pretty well and all that stuff. He is a little bit of a suck up to certain coaches / programs. I mean, if you ask Joel Klatt right now, he would tell you like Jim Harbaugh like should be like knighted and also sainted, I think. So yeah, when he does like his own podcast or does interviews apart from a game, it's different. It is very, I don't know, man. Like it's kind of like a brown nosing Skip Bayless at times.
Oh.
So again, like fine as a game analyst. I don't know. He just has some really bizarre takes. But this take right here that we'll play, and I apologize. I don't remember what podcast this is from. It's been blasted all over the world this week. This is really special. Here's Joel Klatt.
Nobody cares in football about that. We don't want Cinderellas. We want the best teams playing each other at the end. In fact, hot take. I mean, like the hottest of all takes that I've ever had in my entire life. The NCAA basketball tournament is a joke. It's the dumbest tournament and the least fair tournament in all of sports. We go and we put teams at odd times on neutral sites in a one game affair. Like that doesn't crown a true champion. We're not doing anything that tells us who's the best team over the course of the entire season. You know, like if anything, the NCAA basketball tournament should act exactly like the old World Cup, which we should have groups. They should all get guaranteed 3 games, and they should be played at the higher seeds arena so that those seeds are rewarded for a quality game. And that way we don't just get to see, like, you know, Kentucky 1-and-done against George Mason or something like that. Well, that's stupid. That's stupid. Again, hottest of all takes, but that would make the NCAA basketball tournament far better. Neutral site 1-and-dones? What are we doing?
Yeah, you know who loves that, though, is CBS. I mean, it's great for CBS.
I guess.
Well, it
sucks for the fans.
CBS paid billions of dollars for it. Yeah. No, I'm with
it's
you.
True.
It doesn't determine, you know, I think more often than not, when we get our football national champion, you're able to look back and say, yeah, it's probably the best team all season.
I think close enough, I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, I thought you know, the year Georgia missed a couple of years ago, I was like, when Michigan won, that was a tough one when Bama beat them in the SEC championship game. But that's a hot take.
Great take.
Yeah. Sucks for the fans. They've been clamoring for this tournament to change. It's not very popular or good. It's not fair to have teams play games to determine a champion. They should be in groups and have a bunch of games. Like, This is so bad, I can't get mad. I can't get mad. I can't yell about this. I actually would like someone else to yell about this.
You know, the first five words.
It's truly like just incredible.
First five words, I was with him. You know, he said, you know, we don't really want Cinderellas and college football. We want the best teams playing for the championship. I was like, yep, okay, yep. And then pretty much everything he said after that, I was like, oh, we're going off the rails here. I had not seen that clip until I just heard it. So I was wondering where this would go. But, yeah, that's a scorcher right there. The NCAA tournament. What did he say? The worst tournament?
It's a joke. Yeah, it's
dumbest tournament, least fair in all of sports?
Least fair, not fair. I mean, like, so Dustin from Hockey is like, oh, I agree. Oakland doesn't beat Kentucky 2 or 3 games. Right, that's why the tournament's great. And again, if you're a fan of any of these top programs, you have an experience like that. Now, Kentucky, unfortunately, has a few in the latter years of Cal. But everybody has that. My last game on the Michigan State beat was Middle Tennessee, 15 seed, beating Michigan State in St. Louis. Everybody has those. And to me, it's not worth even counter-arguing Joel Klatt on this. It's so stupid. Well, it really...
As Mitch and Bellevue points out, how long does he want this tournament to be? There's 68 teams in this thing, boss. You want to put everybody in groups? Good grief.
Yeah, and also, so Nate says he knows college football is mostly neutral site, one and done, right? Yeah, well, I assume, honestly, I didn't hear the entire podcast, but I think that's part of how he got here, right, is complaining about that. And if anybody wants to complain about the neutral site quarterfinals, we've done that plenty, and here we are again this year. You know, the top four seeds don't get a home game. I mean, that's stupid. Also, Joel Klatt, who thinks like it's unfair, the basketball is unfair. You know, the 8 seed won the football national championship last year. I mean, it's just like I don't want Joel Klatt to watch sports anymore, and I don't want him to comment on sports anymore. Is there any way that we can get this done?
He was right about one thing. It's a hot take. It's a scorcher.
I mean, can we get Joel Klatt occupied? Look, we got Cam Ward helping with the Titans interview. Can we get Joel Klatt in here too, maybe? just so that we don't have to hear his takes about sports anymore. Can someone offer him a job that he can't possibly refuse that will get him off the airwaves talking about sports? That's my holiday wish.
Well, and think about this too. I mean, as we know, Joe, like at some point, much to the chagrin, I think, of all of us, the NCAA tournament probably going to expand at some point too, and then we get this group stage play that he's talking about. I mean, you'd have to start the tournament in October, get that thing wrapped up by March.
Or you could have like this weekend, we're going to have some college football playoff games that are going up against NFL games. So we could have like the NBA finals and then also the NCAA finals, all sort of like basketball heaven in July.
Yeah.
June, July. Sounds great.
That would be good.
My God, Joel Klatt.
Yeah, that's a special one. Not heard that one before. Look, even somebody like me, who, as you know, big college basketball fan, the tournament's pretty great. I think we should probably just leave it alone. Sometimes it's okay in sports just to leave things alone.
Right. Like, you're a great example of, you don't really get into college hoops during the regular season, which is fine, but the tournament, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I mean, it's, again, to me, the best memories of just general sports drama that I have are from this thing, which I can't, again, I actually feel dirty even addressing the things he said now. I'm actually mad at myself now for amplifying this garbage.
Yeah, you gave it one more.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave it one more video when I had to record it. So I got an extra view out of it.
I mean, if it somehow results in Joel Klatt never speaking publicly again, it'll all be worth it.
615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. We'll get back into the Titans coaching search coming up next. Charles Robinson will be with us at 7:30 today on the program. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.